It's 7:45 a month anymore, and all with KRWG News. Tomorrow, you can participate in a live webcast celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Smokey Bear Wildfire Prevention Campaign. Fred Martino reports.
The live interactive program starts Thursday morning at 11 at smokybearlive.org, where you can also register for the event. The webcast is originating from the Lincoln National Forest near Capitan, New Mexico, and you may ask questions during the program, which will be answered by experts. Larry Allen retired after many years of working for the U.S. Forest Service. During that time, he says most fires were caused by lightning. Allen says prevention efforts were successful in reducing the number of human-caused fires.
I can remember rounding up everybody in the office and putting them in green pickups, and you just drive around and just talk to people and offer your help, you know, a friendly chat. That was a good prevention technique. Stuff like smokey is more aimed at changing the attitudes and that thing, but on the day when the wind's blowing, you need to be out there.
Once again, the webcast marking the 75th anniversary of the Smokey Bear Wildfire Prevention Campaign starts Thursday morning at 11 at smokybearlive.org. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
In more news, Amnesty International says the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy is a, quote, disgrace. The policy requires asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for their day in U.S. immigration court. A delegation of Amnesty directors from around the world recently visited Matamoros, Mexico, across the Rio Grande from Brownsville. Texas Public Radio's Reynaldo Leaños Jr. reports they found the conditions there disturbing.
The delegation toured an encampment next to the Gateway International Bridge that connects Matamoros to Brownsville. The mayor of Matamoros estimates that there are more than 1,500 asylum seekers here. Some are living in a sea of tents, and others sleep under bushes or on the streets. Kelly Allen is the director of Amnesty International UK.
And it is brutal. I mean, spending a day here in Matamoros, talking to people, seeing the conditions, they're absolutely caught because this is a temporary camp, and so nobody's putting infrastructure in. There's no running water. There's no proper sanitation. There's nowhere to wash your hands after you've used the washrooms too, which are absolutely indescribable.
Allen and the delegation met with an asylum seeker who said her partner was allowed into the U.S., but she wasn't. The woman is a lesbian and is supposed to be exempt under the Remain in Mexico policy, but she'll have to wait here until her court date in June of next year. She told the Amnesty leaders that she worries about her safety.
This is absolutely deliberate. The aim is to say to her, go home. Do not hang around here until June. And if you do hang around here till June, we'll still be treating you badly.
The group met with dozens of asylum seekers throughout the day who said they feel unsafe while waiting here in Matamoros. Esther is from Honduras. She says she's been in Mexico for 3 months and that it hasn't been easy.
Bueno, la inseguridad está.
She says there is insecurity and that she doesn't sleep well because she wakes up with any little noise she hears at night. Irango Houghton is Amnesty International's Kenya's executive director.
I've been in one of the world's biggest camps, and that's Dadaab camp, which is at the northern border of Kenya with Somalia. And every time I'm in that space, my blood boils. It really just gets to me.
He says there's some similarities with what's happening in Matamoros.
Governments tend to be start off with a sense of denial. They allow these tented cities to grow and communities to really suffer from the lack of safe water and sanitation. And civic organizations step into that space.
Houghton says one thing that has really struck him during the visit is how the U.S. government has created this problem for Mexico.
They will have to essentially deal with this mass of humanity that is not actually looking for an American dream. They're really escaping a Central American nightmare.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the federal Mexican agency that deals with immigration did not respond to requests for comment for this story. Margaret Huang is executive director of Amnesty International USA. She says she's been to other parts of the world where there are large refugee camps. Huang says in most of those cases, large international governmental and nonprofit organizations provide food, water, medical care, and education.
Nothing like that exists here in Matamoros. The next obvious group to do it would be governments. Here, the Mexicans and the U.S. government have both rejected their responsibilities, and the only safe saving grace has been the incredible efforts of the communities in Matamoros and Brownsville who spend their evenings and their weekends and their days trying to help people because they care.
The Amnesty delegation met with a number of people trying to help, including attorneys providing pro bono work, a woman who recently opened a resource center for asylum seekers, and a group of people who are providing pop-up showers for migrants in the encampment. Huang says those efforts are a rare bright spot, and the next step after their visit is to get members of Congress to come see for themselves how Remain in Mexico is playing out.
I feel as though there are constituencies in Congress that would care very much about the people who are being sent back here, the people who should be excluded from Remain in Mexico and are being returned.
Huang says they also plan on reaching out to other entities who can further help the asylum seekers while they continue to wait in Mexico. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Matamoros.